Guten Morgen.
How are you doing?
Better now. I mean, I can use a nap, but once I woke up, I was like, wait, we have a recording today. I'm excited.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
There's something my mom always says when I see her. I go, "Oh, how are you?" And she goes, "All the better now that I've seen you." I'm like, "Oh, so sweet." That's
Exactly.
how I feel about you.
Yeah, same. How are you? How is the weather there? How you're holding up during these dark months?
It's freezing, but I am boiling hot. So basically outside this morning it was like -6. I think now it's like -4 degrees. But my neighbors below like crank up their heaters to like I guess the highest. So literally inside my apartment I'm like sweating. I don't even like really put the heaters on. At night I'm sleeping in just a t-shirt, like not even socks. And I don't know, when I put like moisturizer on before I go to bed, then I'm lying in bed and I can feel like the moisturizer like sweating off me. That's how hot my apartment is, and I'm not even like putting the heaters on. Like
So
their apartment must be so hot.
you basically have free sauna.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm not complaining because I don't have, if they pay for the electricity, then I don't have to. I saw the woman the other day who lives there, and she was wearing like a t-shirt, a shirt without sleeves. So like it must
Oh,
be like really warm in there.
okay.
But yeah,
Here.
I don't know. Electricity prices are so high. I don't know what they're doing.
I mean, if they can afford it, I mean.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I was just about to say, but you're also British, and I know British people. You guys like to go with shorts, with t-shirts outside when it's cold. You don't care about the weather. Similar to Germans, it's not a bad weather, you're just not dressed properly, right?
This is a good German saying,
Yeah.
yeah. But remember, I'm from Dubai. I'm not really British, so
I know, but I don't know, maybe it's in your genes that you like some cool, like normal temperature weather and environment, where me, I'm a Balkan, I have like a sweater and another vest and socks, like double socking, and swashta.
that's so funny. How cold is it there now? And how
I have no idea. I haven't checked yet, but it
cold.
shouldn't be very cold because it's like raining, so whenever it rains, it's like a little bit like softer temperature, 2 degrees. Maybe we will have some snow, but it's like okay,
Yeah.
but I was
That's
just
good.
about to say that it's like whenever these months come and everything is so gray and dull, you just hope for change, like snow. And now I see it's raining, I'm like, oh, a change of scenery, at least something is happening,
Yeah, something different. Oh,
yeah.
shame. I mean, here it's actually been quite sunny, which has been really nice. So I've been sort of sitting on my balcony, even though it's quite cold, like sitting in the sun. I've got some like color on my skin, which is very nice. But yeah, I think now we're back to the grayness. So.
But it's funny how Berlin is so high up and you really have sunny winter days, like a real sun.
Yeah.
Is it because of the pole and how it bends, or what is the science behind this?
You're asking good questions. I have no idea. But I think it's, yeah, maybe it's the same because I think in England as well, like they have quite sunny, like winter days.
Yeah, bright.
Yeah. I don't know why. Maybe
Okay,
we'll
something
have to
to
invite a weather expert on and ask them.
be. That would be fun.
Yeah.
But other than that, how your business? I mean, you, how are you?
No, I'm doing good. Yeah, these weeks have been quite busy. Last week I kind of ended a contract with one of my bigger clients, which was
Ooh.
quite a shock. I mean, it makes sense, I think, for me and the business. Like I wasn't really enjoying it and I wasn't doing much work for them, but it was on like a monthly retainer. So finally they
Oh.
said, like, we've been paying you to do nothing for a long time. Like, well, not nothing, but like not very much. So like
Okay,
then
I see.
finally, so yeah, that's a big change. So now I'm kind of working hard to make sure that everything is running, like the lead gen and getting new projects, which has
Yeah.
been really nice. I mean, since that happened, I think on the day
Refreshing.
that they told me, I got two requests for a new website, and then like today I got another one. So it's kind
Look
of
at
like,
that.
as they say, like when one door shuts, like many more open. So yeah, I'm working really hard, but I think I feel really good about it. And having like the extra free time where I can work on really projects that I love and with clients that I really support and like I really care about their business. I think it's a good thing. You know, it's always a
Definitely.
shock, but yeah, I have to look at it positively, you know?
Absolutely. It's fascinating how it seems like a breakup, and in the first glance can be like, oh my God, I lost a client. But like you said, it's like opening doors so for so much flexibility and opportunities. And immediately when you probably shift in yourself that energy, and it was like, oh, look, more people want to work with me now.
Exactly. And like people that I really care about their business and I think they're doing something really amazing. So this like makes me feel really good about working for them as well. But yeah, it's so funny how like kind of the moment when they told me, in my mind, like I obviously go to like the worst place. And instead of thinking like how I can, you know, focus on my business, I'm like, what in my apartment can I sell in case like I don't make any money? And I'm like, why am I, this is not necessary. And it's
I
so
know.
ridiculous that like I have a business that's running and I'm
Your
thinking about
brain.
selling stuff like to afford groceries. Like I'm fine. Like, but like you instantly go to like the worst place. Like, what if I need to move out of my apartment or, you know, why don't I have faith in myself though that like I can do it?
I think
Like, come on, brain.
is this old brain of survival, preserving, running, struggling, and figuring out like the way that has less resistance, in my opinion. We go straight to that, to the familiar, and I'm like,
Exactly.
I catch myself also thinking stupid things like that. I'm like, it's not the end of the world. This month doesn't define the year. Just
Yeah.
enjoy the moment, be present, and focus on what you can do and change. And I'm like
Exactly.
actively trying to stay in that mindset, but it's so hard sometimes when you get like small, I don't know how to say, stones on your path like this. And it's just like, oh my God, should I close my business now? Should I end everything?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, should I get a job in a cafe or something like that? Why does my mind go to that?
But secretly, maybe we do want to work something that is less brain, I don't know, exerting, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. I was thinking about doing that, maybe not for money, but like volunteering in something that's not at all like on a computer, like helping give out food or like cleaning or that sort of thing, just to do something physical that like is positive and yeah, gets me out of the marketing and yeah, websites and everything. So
It
yeah,
does distract you a bit.
exactly. Yeah. And how
I
about
think
you? How is your business?
good, very good. I am finishing a project in a moment for a redesign of a website, and I don't have like lined up clients for the next couple of months except for April, funny enough.
Okay.
That's sorted, but there is like March and February, like what's next after that? So I am also working towards that lead gen and making my posts like serve like informational tool, but like also be like, okay guys, if you need help, you can always reach out. Because if I don't say it, I don't think anybody would think like, oh my God, I can contact her for this, because I don't actively sell. I don't know why.
Yeah, no, I'm the same. I think we always think that it sounds either too pushy or that we're repeating ourselves so much. Like, oh, if you need a website, like contact me. I feel like I'm saying that all the time, but still probably like majority of your followers are not seeing it all the time, you know? So yeah, it's a funny thing with Instagram.
And not only Instagram, like the whole business thing, like sometimes it's just like I have to remind people what I do, because they're like, oh, she's doing her thing, but what she's actually doing,
Exactly. Yeah.
what
Like
she can
reminding
actually help me
people.
with.
Yeah, exactly. Like what would actually be the benefit of working with you and everything like that. Yeah.
Exactly that part. And in terms of that, I just got like a really good idea about website teardowns. I do that on YouTube. We did it with Mauro, I think
Yeah.
1 week ago or 2 weeks ago, and we had a really nice time. And I could do it as a service, like a one-time thing where someone pays me to critique their website, and then afterwards, like upsell, if they want to implement the changes, we can do the redesign together, as in UX redesign,
Yeah.
where we look into the analytics, UX needs and user needs, and see what happens there. But I was like, that's a good idea, and again, opportunity to work on something while I don't have client work. So I think that's like a really good time to check yourself, how you think about your work and in your environment and how your mindset is at this point, and maybe work on that too. Because I think for entrepreneurs, it's really important and neglected topic, to be honest. And I know you have experience with therapy. I don't know how you feel about life coaches and business coaches. Have you ever have had those?
I've worked with a business coach once, which was really good. Coaching is interesting. I think there's a lot of life coaches that they do a course for like 1 month and they're like 22 years old and they call themselves a life coach. I'm like, I don't know if I trust you with my life. But I think with a business coach, it was really, really good. For a long time, I was like very kind of confused about like what I was doing and like exactly who I wanted to serve, but also like how to talk about my
That part.
services and like how to sell them and everything like that. So I think having her and like talking through these things with someone that has talked with many businesses before and like can see, I think it's the same when you speak to a therapist, that a therapist has spoken to million, I don't know, millions, but lots of people who have like, we all kind of think the same, you know? So they can see probably what I'm thinking behind the scenes and like diagnose that problem. I think it's the same with a business coach. They've seen the same struggles
Patterns.
before and they know how to direct you in the right direction. But it definitely wasn't like, hey, this is what you should do, Kat. This is how your business would go. It was like, what do you want? Okay, let's find the right direction for you. So it was like a little guide, you know, helping me out. So yeah.
Like holding your hand basically a little bit.
Exactly. Yeah, it was super nice. Are
That's
you
nice.
thinking of offering coaching or hiring a coach?
I do mentoring, which is, for in my opinion, different for freelancers and designers who just about to start freelancing or designing. But in terms of coaching, I'm considering either that or therapy, because I think I have more like a, I mean, we do all have that. I want to just make it seem less serious than it is, but I think therapy would be more beneficial, like, because I believe it's a root that has to be worked on, not something like here, like okay, you have business problems or questions, let's work on them. It's more like a, let's dig deeper and see what is beneath there. And I'm thinking about maybe in August, one of our friends is actually going to be licensed as a therapist, and he did a mock therapy session on me during one workshop. Yeah, I volunteered. I was like, let's see how it is, because I have never been to one. And it was so like scary. First of all, it was very scary because there were like maybe 20 more people around us, and I was talking about private stuff, which they said, like, you can also make a fictional story. But I was like, no, I don't have time to think about creative things about to make a conversation. Let me just say what it is. And it was very eye-opening and emotional, I would say. And I was like, oh my God, I need this conversation to happen again, you know, like, because it really helps me reverse engineer and think about how I act and feel, and is that a good, bad thing, or if it is either, how to do, how to mean, like, what to do next with that information, you know.
No, yeah,
So yeah, I think
definitely.
that would be very beneficial.
I think for me, when I started therapy, then my business definitely like we because it was like understanding who I was, understanding why I feel the way I feel about certain things, and that
Absolutely.
made like all of my values much clearer, and then also gave me a lot more confidence because I understood who I was a lot more and the good, the bad, the ugly, like all of that, and kind of accepting all of those things as well. So like I know, for example, like posting on social media before, I think I was much more scared about, yeah, like being judged and everything. And then after doing therapy, I was thinking, it's fine, you can judge me for those things. Those are not like my best qualities, whatever. And then I'm more confident with the qualities that I do have, which are good. So yeah, I mean, I think therapy gets a bad rep for like you go there and you cry and like all that. But really, it's just like figuring out who you are and using that to like become a better person in general. So,
I have 2 points. Like, it's good to cry, and it's either. Either way, it's like beneficial crying in terms of going to therapy. And the first point was like, guys, if you see Kat's Instagram and social media, it's really that good. And I'm so like proud of you that you can do such a good stories out of your experiences. I'm like, how does she do that? Like I can talk about my experience, but how do I make it sound so like balanced? Like you have a point, you have like a highlight there. You don't make it sound like braggy or I don't know, too sad or too this how this depressing. It's just like perfect balance of like, okay, I had this and this happened and then I overcome it, and it's like very well organized as a story. It's just like, oh, I wish I could do that.
Thank you. Well, you can. I
I
think just, yeah, a lot of practice. But no, that's
know.
really good to hear. I definitely don't want to sound braggy.
Yeah.
And a lot of the stories, I like that you said it doesn't sound too sad, because I don't want to come from a place of like, oh, you know, a lot of
Yeah.
stories in entrepreneurship are like, oh, I was poor and I was in my parents' basement, or like, oh, no, all that. And then like, oh, then I made a
The
million
two
dollars.
ends.
Yeah,
Yeah.
my life is not like this. Like, of course, I've struggled like everyone has, but
Yeah.
not, I don't know, my life is good, right? Like, I don't want to, I'm not coming from that place, and definitely not bragging. So, well, thank you for saying that.
Yeah, absolutely. I know
Yeah.
this episode was not about that, but I think it started on that topic, and
Yeah,
here
but
we
it
are.
is relevant or related,
Yes.
because with the stories, I do use ChatGPT a lot. Like, obviously, he or she doesn't write my stories, because it's about like my,
Personal experiences.
yeah, exactly. But I do get a lot of feedback from it, him. What should we call it?
Whatever you want to call
I
it.
kind of think of him as a him. So yeah,
Him,
we'll.
yeah. Made by men, yeah, probably.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe there's another female one out there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm
It
feeling
could be
like,
our GPT. It could be our GPT. We can create a female-led
Oh
GPT.
wow. That would be really cool. With like female more responses and stuff. Yeah, interesting. But yeah, I think it's, for me, so the topic is about AI today, and
Yes.
whether, yeah, like it's overhyped, it's a really good thing, or like it's making everything worse, basically. And I actually said to my boyfriend recently that I can't believe I used to like post content without like getting, you know, without ChatGPT like helping me, because
Yeah.
now like it's so much easier to create content, even though I'm not, you know, I write a post and then I'll give feedback, or I'll be like, can you give me ideas and that sort of thing. So
Yeah.
it's really, for me, it's really helped a lot. Like, I'm not using a lot of AI, but just basically ChatGPT for like content and kind of business ideas and that sort of thing. So,
Brainstorming, yeah.
yeah. What's your experience with using AI so far?
Well, similar, I also was like, okay, I'm not like a huge fan of in terms of AI generated images, but I do explore those as well, and it backfired once, and I will tell about that story later in the episode, so stay tuned. But what I want to say is that in my newsletter that I created like 1 year ago or so, I put myself like a task, like, okay, it something is changing, everything is happening all at once in this design industry and tech industry, so I want to keep up. So I was like, let me include a resources section in my newsletter where I can do my homework and keep up with the news and new tools that are coming out, either AI related or non-AI related.
Yeah, I've
And I
noticed.
was,
I think it's quite useful, that part.
right?
Yeah,
Yeah,
it's really
I
good.
think so. It's just like two, three resources once every week, but in my opinion, it's like, okay, if this helps me to save 10, 15 minutes or half an hour or come up with an idea or create something different for my business, why not share it with other people? So that's how I experiment with AI and try different things. But in terms of design, I have used only Reloom, which is like for generating wireframes and coming up with layout ideas. Same thing happened for the redesign of the website that I did. I was like, let me see what this AI can offer me, you know, what can I see as a layout issues for this specific project. And like you said, the GPT is for content creation. Nothing much like very, like all the things that I needed for are basically a consultation kind of thing. Is this good? How can I write it better? What would you do if you're like lead gen expert or social media expert? What hashtags should they use and stuff like that? But what I wish AI could do is to help me file proper tax forms and why I need certain forms and do I need them as a specific type of business. Because it's so hard to go through all articles that are out there and laws in Croatia, for example, and decide, okay, I'm sole proprietor, but do I need to fill this form? Do I need to do it now or later? Is it applying to my business or not? And I wish there was an AI to help me with that because you wouldn't believe, but a tax official gave me wrong information. So I fill out forms wrongly, and then they were wanting more forms related to that form. And I was like, but wait, I shouldn't have filled it, this form in the first place, and you told me I should. And I'm like, wait, who am I supposed to listen now? Like, you work in the tax office. And I'm like, how can you give me wrong information? And then the clerk said also via email that I should put my VAT ID number in the field where it says like VAT number for the receiver of the service. It's a very complicated thing about the VAT tax in Europe. And I'm like, but this doesn't make sense. That this means that I will taxate myself for providing a service to another person in the EU because it was a physical normal person. It was not a business. And it's just like, it doesn't make sense and it's so illogical. And I was like, okay, I have to figure this out myself.
And have you tried asking ChatGPT the feedback or
Yes, I did. And it's funny that whatever I say, it will confirm my bias. So if I'm wrong, then it will tell me that I'm right, you know? So it will be like, yeah, you're right to think about that because there is claims that, you know, support that thinking that you have. But it will not be like asking me questions like, but is the client that you work with a business based in EU? Or is it a physical person? Does that person has or business has VAT number? Then deduct based on these responses that I would do myself via the articles if that thing applies or doesn't apply to my business. You know, these cases. So very complicated.
Very complicated, yeah.
Yeah, but in the end, I had to go like in person to the office and be like, okay, guys, I have these forms that I got automatically generated like an official document from your system that I have to provide, but I cannot provide them online because I don't have that number and I don't have that number because the other form is wrongly inputted. And they were like, well, we don't know what to do and what to tell you. And I was like, okay, how can I remove that form that I filled in the first place? And they say the most stupidest answer as a UX designer I could hear, you have to fill in another form with zero, like blank information. And I'm like,
Why? Why do they make it so complicated, right?
I
Like,
know,
there
I
are so
know.
many different levels of everything, and like, and we pay so much.
Yes, we pay so much, exactly. And I put note inside of each form, which is where is blank, why it's blank, blah, blah, blah. And I just hope to God and universe that somebody reads this actual note and understands why this been done and neglect all other forms that are like wrongly filled in.
Interesting. Well, that's the thing. It's like we should AI should be really useful for these really complicated things. But but with in terms of like being creative, people are using it for that to try and, I guess, save time and everything. I read a really interesting article on Medium the other day about like people using AI for UI work, so like website landing pages and stuff like that. So two issues with this. Like, first of all, a lot of them look exactly the same. And like obviously they look really good, like the beautiful everything, like text, like in and out of images, like all these things, like it looks amazing, but they all look the same. The second thing, the UX part or like business part of it is shit. Like there's no like marketing thinking behind it. There'll be like a huge headline with just the name of the business. And there was one that had like the name of the business, and it was in between like trees and stuff with like what's it called, a windmill, and like very, very beautiful and like really nicely done. But it's like, what the fuck is this? Like, it doesn't tell me anything about the business. Like, it was, and it was so stupid because it was like energy, something about energy, those windmills. But then it was a windmill that you see in like Amsterdam, you know, like those old windmill that like, so it's not even the right type of windmill. And like, you guys didn't think at all about this. And like, what's the point of just putting the company's name? Like, that doesn't, yeah. So it's like people are using it not to think about these things and also not being creative. Yeah. And I think it's hard probably for clients to pick, to understand this. So like, I'm sure if they see a portfolio full of these AI generated images, they're like, wow, that looks really good. But they're not going to do anything for your business. Whereas I don't know, maybe my portfolio doesn't look as impressive, but like my websites actually do something. So yeah, it must be hard from that point of view if you're not a designer to kind of guess what's
Pick
going
and choose.
on.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
agree. And I think that's the part of our episode where it's like, is it helping or is it just confusing people? Because we have like another tool that is very used among designers to be promoted. I think like a couple of months ago, UI wizard kind of thing it's called, where it helps you generate certain user interfaces and layouts. Like you said, on a first glance looks amazing, but you just provide me with a circle and boxes and like I can do too. Like that's the basic like website structure, but can you give me more? Like something unique or something different, or I don't know, maybe variations. That's what I appreciate whenever it comes to AI, when it gives me variations. But most of these tools are paid now, and for whatever solution you're looking for, you have to pay a bit more to get like a better result. So in the end of the day, I don't know. I think we should wait a bit for proper solutions where we all as designers can agree, okay, this is a really good thing. We will all use it. Like Figma. I want something that is that good as Figma. So even if it's AI to be like, okay, this is actually helping us, let's use it collectively and be like all on board, you know? So I'm waiting for that tool to appear.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think in Figma, for example, I would like to have an AI thing saying like, okay, I've done this like wireframe, let's say. Now I guess you can, I was gonna say like, now make it add this like font style to the headlines and like this color to the buttons. I guess you can do that with styles already, but maybe with like spacing or something. Yeah, I mean, I would like it to be able to help me save time. Now that I'm saying this, I'm realizing that Figma has a lot of these things already that aren't AI, like the auto layout and stuff. So yeah, maybe I just need to learn to use Figma better.
That's
Yeah.
another thing. Maybe we should educate ourselves more
Yeah.
on how to use certain tools in order to save time. But
Exactly.
yeah, I just wish people were more adopting even towards AI as well,
Yeah.
because that's how I got a backlash.
So what happened?
Yeah.
Where did you get the backlash from?
Okay. So, I'm so curious that I opened another account for social media in Blue Sky, which seems to be very like independent, new. They just recently opened it for images and video as well. It's just like trending. And I'm like, okay, let me test out the waters and see how it is. But in the meantime, I was also scrolling to Threads, and I saw someone manipulating an image through text input and changing the image in real life. And I was like, oh, this looks cool. Like I can basically use Photoshop just with my words. That's how it seemed in my mind. And I was like, what is this tool? Let me Google it and find it. And it's called Krea, with a K, AI. And I was like, let me do a tutorial, like how I use it and how intuitive it is and if it's easy for me to go around it. And I used it and I recorded it. The video will be up next week on my channel. And I was like, I can actually use this one image that I like, which was basically a dog generated in a minivan that is going down a curvy road towards like Madeira coast. That was my idea, but it's not like very visible that it's Madeira coast. And I was like, I can probably use this image for promoting my newsletter. And I wrote really simple caption about the newsletter and what it is about, and included that image, and I stated in the alternative text that it is AI generated image. And one
Well, it's a dog in a
person,
minivan, right? We know it's not real.
and it's to clarify, it's like an illustration style.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So it's like almost like it's like drawn, but it's visible that it's not drawn because it's just like
Yeah.
silly, and but it was the first image that it's like AI generated, but it's not like repulsive or like it was just cute.
Yeah.
That's what I said in the video as well. It's cute and I like it and I will use it. That's it. N nothing went into my mind further down the road, and I was like, let me use it. And someone commented like, that's great about your newsletter, but I don't support anything to do with AI. And I think this AI generated image it's a huge turn off. I will not engage in your content when it comes to that and something like that.
Okay, bye. Like, why do you need to tell me?
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, okay. And I was like, thank you for stating your opinion. I was just experimenting with the tool, blah, blah, blah. And then they were like, okay, but I will not engage with any content that it's related to AI. And I think something, something, I forgot whatever they said. And I was like, damn, okay.
Yeah,
Thank you for
crazy.
telling me. Why don't you unfollow me right now? I mean, why would you keep following me? And I was thinking, do I also judge people based on what I know about AI? Because there's like now speculations about that long dash, certain vocabulary that we use and whatnot.
Yeah.
I'm like, do I discard people and businesses just because they're trying something new for themselves?
Yeah. It's interesting. I feel like, yeah, most people are using AI now for content and stuff. There's
Number
part
one
of
for
me that
business.
does think about it with like the environmental impact that apparently uses so much electricity. But I always think that with new technologies, it's always like kind of bad and then it gets better, you know? So like hopefully with the time it will be less environmentally negative or okay. But I think when, yeah, I don't like this, the phrases, because some things I've de definitely used before, just the way I speak, and now it's become like an AI thing. For example, I used to always say like transforming your website. And that transform is an AI word. I also say like, let's be honest, blah, 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 blah. And that's an AI thing. So now I feel like I have to change the way I speak in my post because otherwise people will think I'm using AI. Yeah. But I think sometimes with posting, I've seen on LinkedIn, sometimes it's very obvious when it is an AI post, just because it doesn't have any like personality in there. And I'm not that I don't know. Like, I'm not judging people because you don't know about people's different situations. Like, if you're really bad at writing and you need to be posting on LinkedIn to promote your business, that's obviously really difficult. And like, you need to learn how to write, and but that doesn't happen overnight. You know, you need to do many posts and get there. So I don't know. Everyone's at different stages, and like, we all use. Or for example, like if your English isn't that good or something like this, and then you might need to use AI, like.
Deep
That's,
dive it
yeah, exactly.
is.
Like, there's so many different,
Reasons behind.
yeah, exactly. And we should just be a bit more,
Understanding.
yeah, understand. Thank you.
And open, I guess.
Yeah, I heard a quote recently that's, you should always, before you judge, always try to understand. So, like, don't be judgmental of people because everyone has their shit that we're all dealing with that. Let's just be nicer to each other. I don't know. There's so much shit in the world today. I'm so like, you know, everyone's dealing with stuff. Just.
And if you have statement or you stand somewhere about AI and this is your, how they call it, you will defend that thing, with your life. That's okay, but you can phrase it
Awesome.
differently. You can just phrase it differently. Just,
Yeah.
if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything, which means like you don't have to critique other people. You can, but you can just say it in a nicer way, in my opinion.
Yeah, exactly.
And about the dashes and writing in AI, actually, I wrote a whole article in Medium text editor, and they include the dashes automatically.
Exactly.
So it's 100% my thoughts and my misspellings and my gr long ass grammatic wrong sentences, and the dash is there, but I didn't put it. The editor implemented it. So that's one thing to have in mind, that sometimes maybe it is the editor that we are using that includes that dash, not the AI. And about the environmental impact, I just googled before the episode what's happening in the news in terms of AI, and apparently there's like 30 70 billion in terms of amount centers that are going to be built in France and UAE, I think.
UAE,
UAE, where they will create more like sustainable centers where they will facilitate AI solutions and, invest in that area and make it work for the European Union and United Arab Emirates.
Interesting.
So,
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
I hope it does get better in that way. One thing, though, that I don't like is when people are using AI for comments, especially on LinkedIn. I just think it's, they must, I don't know, take the LinkedIn post, paste it, say, like, give me a comment. And then, but it's so, on one post, I had two comments that, from different people that were like almost exactly the same. I'm like, guys, obviously, it's always says, like, oh, I love how you've said this in comparison with this. This is a really important thing when you're an entrepreneur or something like this. It all has the same structure. And I'm like, is it really worth it that, like, first of all, this doesn't seem like you're saving so much time if you need to. Maybe they use like a bot or something, I don't know, but it feels like a lot of copy and pasting. But it's not that it's building your brand, you know?
I think this type of use of AI, when it's like no critical thinking behind it, no strategy behind it, just aimless spamming and use of, because somebody told them you can use it for comments and you can gain more impressions on LinkedIn, they just do it blindly. That's easily can label you as unserious professional and you just get ignored. That's it.
Exactly.
So I don't think there's not, I don't even want to talk about them because it's just like, what can I say? It's just one of those people that they don't use their brains. That's it.
Like looking for the easy way out, basically.
Easy way out. That's it. That's it.
We have in our notes here, AI is a tool, not magic, which is very true. And I think one of the questions that like everyone talks about is that like if AI is going to take your job. And it's just this that like no, it's a tool that you just have to like learn how to use. And then I guess we'll all have jobs, but just different jobs. So
Do you think we have also here a question about AI generated podcast hosts? Could we fake an entire episode? Oh my God, this is the scary part of AI that I don't like.
Because I think you definitely could. I think I've even heard about people doing entire podcasts and it's just AI generated like 100%. I don't know. I think they would be very boring, no? Like ChatGPT isn't exactly full of personality.
But again, whatever input you give it, that good the output will be as well. So here, I know we're jumping from topic to topic, but we also have it here as a tool for self-improvement and personal development. And I think it does help to hash some thoughts. Like you said, like you use it for your business. Sometimes I have been using it for my personal life and to lessen my overthinking and just see like, okay, maybe there is another way to see things and how can it help me change my perspective and stuff like that. So I think it depends what you give the AI.
Exactly. I mean, I think that's a really positive thing, that you can use it for. Let's say if you can't access therapy, then like having something to like put your thoughts into, and maybe they can give a bit of feedback. Like obviously, it's you have to like take it with a grain of salt what they say, but yeah, I think it's a good thing. Although I have heard a story about one person who, like an older man who was doing this and speaking to AI. What was it? That he was like kind of depressed, and like AI was helping him with that, but then. it like he it was too much, and that was like his whole life. I can't remember how the story ends actually. But yeah, it was definitely like, yeah, I guess it's like all about balance. You need to use it, but then also have your own life and like step outside of the computer and everything that you have there.
Yeah, I agree. And in terms of I just hope, like, in terms of laws, that they're now developing more like regulations in terms of they mentioned here in the some kind of AI guidelines and banning emotional tracking by employers and manipulative practices by websites. That's something that I would like to see, like, not being misused in this certain way. And to be used like ethically and more like, how to say, yeah, you can use it, but only for good, please. I don't want to see any bad news related to that, because it's just like so much on top of everything's going on. It's just like,
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I assume it probably will be used for like scammers and stuff like this, Like they must be taking advantage of that because then they can just scam way more people. Yeah, there'll always be a bad side to it, but yeah, we just need more good people. Like if you're not thinking bad thoughts, then you won't use AI for bad things, So just be a good person. Don't scam
And it's like difference is like you know that playground game where you're just like balancing,
anyone.
basically.
I
So
seesaw.
easy. Yeah, seesaw. It's so easy, like, to be like either on the good side or on the bad side. It's just like how you shift your weight, and it's just like
Yeah,
very
no, definitely.
easy.
What's one thing in your life that if you could replace with AI and you would never have to do again, what would it be?
Interesting. Do you have an answer to that question?
I mean, I was going to say I hate washing the dishes, but I could buy a dishwasher. I don't have time for that. But yeah, if I could have a robot that just like cleans my kitchen.
The cleaning, the whole house cleaning thing.
Yeah, exactly. To be honest, I don't mind cleaning the rest of the house, but the kitchen I hate, like, because I love to cook and like I don't know, everything's good. Yeah, it's always a mess.
I think if there is a very futuristic AI to help me with dust, that would be amazing. I hate it. Like, it's everywhere. I have to dust off my desk because it's black every single week. Well, maybe. And everything is black and it's just like so visible. Either that, or in terms of work, I would say like one tool that does it all, like in terms of content creation, maybe handle the titles of my YouTube videos, handle the transcription of the videos, handle the keywords, like a proper keyword, and tags and hashtags and whatever, like something that can do it well, and write. I think that will be really
Yeah.
good. Image enhancer, put it there, thumbnail development, ideation, whatever. That would be the ultimate tool that I would use. Like, if you can help me streamline one process like that from top to bottom, I will pay.
Yeah.
Or the videos that we want to create with for the shorts, like, here is the YouTube video. Please make proper shots in that 9 to 16 format and help us make those shorts like more
Yeah.
engaging and interesting. Cut them however you want, like, make the storytelling proper and just like,
Yeah.
make
Like
it good.
understand, yeah, the marketing part of it and what is interesting and stuff like that. But
Exactly.
yeah, I guess that's hard also because it doesn't know what is interesting for like our audience necessarily, or like what maybe is funny or something like that. So yeah,
Social
I don't know.
cues, yeah.
Yeah. But I'm sure it would get there at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just have to be patient.
Yeah. So, fun closing thoughts. If an AI was running this podcast, how would it end the episode?
From chaos to clarity, is AI hype or overhyped? Nicoletta and I have transformed your way of thinking about AI and the world of the future. How about you leave your thoughts? Rocket emoji. Put your thoughts on
Ja, das verstehe
that
Nailed it. Okay, I forgot that I have to do it in the format of the AI. Let me think about it. okay. I would say something like, from government documents to creating podcasts. how to use AI for your own business? I don't know. then something like, you did too well. I cannot compete with that. I cannot
I
compete
think
with
I took all the main AI sort of things
Yes.
that
But if I have to say it as a human, I would say something like, if you enjoyed this episode, please give us some feedback, like any kind of indication that you listened to until the end, and leave a comment and send us a message. Let us know what you hate and what you love about AI. Is there something that we have missed? Is there something that everybody else should know about in terms of AI and solopreneurship? And if you want to be guest on this podcast, also we have a form for submitting. And yeah, we really appreciate all feedback, and are excited to talk about different topics. So if you have a topic in mind, you can also recommend us a topic. And thank you so much for listening and joining our conversations, and see you in the next one.
Yeah, thank you for listening. Let's transform your business. Fire emoji, fire
Let's get it.
emoji. Okay. Okay, until next time. Bye.
Thank you.